This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. This coming fall, the Nome Elementary School will debut Nome's first Inupiaq immersion program in an ongoing effort to revitalize one of the many Alaska Native languages. KNOM's JoJo Phillips has more from the program's certified instructor.
As the longer days of summer break beckon, Western Alaskan students and teachers alike are ready to leave their classrooms behind and head outside. However, for Kiminak Maddie Alvana Stimpfel, a second grade teacher with the Nome Elementary School, there is plenty of work left to do.
Yeah, been just busy with schoolwork and getting things ready for next year.
Starting in the fall, Alvana Stimpfel will be the first certified instructor of a new Inupiaq immersion school for kindergartners in Nome. Opening up an immersion classroom has been an ambition of hers for a long time.
When I was an eight-year-old, I got to travel to New Zealand and I got to visit their Maori language immersion schools. But as an eight-year-old, I had an immediate thought that this is what I want to do. I want to be able to speak to my cousins and classmates in Nome. And that was my dream as an eight-year-old.
Last November, Nome educators were able to visit the Iaprin Litnarvik immersion school in Bethel. Alvana Stimpfel, who was among the visitors, remarked on how quickly students were picking up their native language.
And by the third month, all of the kindergartners there, they completely understood their teacher speaking to them only in Yupik.
In Nome, the upcoming kindergarten immersion program will focus first on language comprehension. Speaking Inupiaq comes later in second or third grade, according to Alvana Stimpfel. Building a successful program from the ground up is a daunting task. Alvana Stimpfel, along with Evelik Hattie Keller and other Nome educators, have been fundraising and planning for years. In regard to the many obstacles her and others have overcome, Alvana Stimpfel refers to the Wayne Gretzky School of facing challenges head on.
The way that I've been thinking about it lately is kind of similar to a basketball game, that you can't make the game-winning shot if you don't shoot the ball. So this is us attempting to shoot the ball.
She also recognizes that parents will have to decide whether or not to enroll their children into the classroom. In order to limit any future child-parent language barriers, Alvana Stimpfel is coordinating with the University of Alaska Northwest Campus in Nome to offer an Inupiaq class for parents whose children have enrolled in the school. In Alvana Stimpfel's view, the benefits of the immersion program far outweigh any risks. In a follow-up email to KNOM, she noted students in language immersion programs have higher graduation rates, higher test scores, in addition to lower rates of domestic violence, homicide, and suicide. Across Alaska and around the world, immersion classrooms have become a leading tool in revitalizing indigenous languages. Studies show many Alaska Native languages are in danger of going extinct. Programs such as Nome's are integral to a larger statewide movement for Alaska Native language revitalization. Kirna Cordelia Kelly sits on the Kapiganatit Inupiaqnakun Board, a coalition collecting information about Inupiaq speakers in Western Alaska. According to Kelly, there's an established theory regarding how long it takes for a culture to revitalize its language.
Something that's been said in language communities is that it takes three generations to revitalize language, which is the most exciting thing because, again, our elders have been doing this work with the bilingual program.
Kelly sees early learning immersion programs as the final step for language revitalization.
This generation with the grassroots organizing that's happening is going to help the next generation, which we hope is when we really are seeing those immersion schools that are active in producing speakers. And then that would be the three generations to complete the cycle of bringing back the Inupiaq language.
In Nome, Alvana Stimpfel is excited to get going on the program in the fall. She has a message for her future students.
Let's learn in Inupiaq.
Reporting in Nome, I'm JoJo Phillips.
And for KMBA News, I'm Trip Krause.